escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
AL rallied in the game. NL has rallied in the swing. Oh!
With that trick, look out, Jethouse! National League takes the lead 4-3.
Unbelievable.
And the National League wins it in the first swing-off. Kyle Schwarber wins it going 3-for-3. And the National League, after watching a 6-0 lead disappear in the game, still win this All-Star game with a swing-off.
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
WEEI Afternoons. And my stance as an idea man didn't last long. I got one up very quickly by the text line. The Boston Shamrock would be a very good name.
Yeah, Shamrock over Clover.
Definitely.
But we couldn't have had that without your idea, so.
Yeah, I started the balls, you know, spitballing. We were throwing ideas out there, and then a better idea came. That's the best of the bad ideas, as they say in Argo.
Without you getting the ball rolling,
right,
the great
absolutely.
Idea never happens.
That's
so.
Right. I'm like Jalen Hurts. I get the ball rolling, and then we all win as a team. I take advantage of the
talent.
There you
go. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So that was some highlights from last night's Major League Baseball All-Star Game in Atlanta, where they didn't go to extra innings because, I guess, it's weird no one knew this, because I read the story, and apparently it's been in the books for 4 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That we go to a swing-off. If the game is tied.
I mean, the dumbest thing ever was an All-Star game that went into extra innings. What are we doing here? It's a damn All-Star game. Can we just end this damn game?
It's a fair point. Like, especially with all the pomp and circumstances, how long it takes to get through those nine innings.
I mean, pitchers, you know, you got whatever. You got Kyle Schwarber pitching because they're running out of pitching.
Oh, and that's what, like, so I was reading, I forget which one of the breakdowns from the National guys I was reading, and he was like, you know, some of your options are just call it a tie and go home. Start pitching Kyle Schwarbers of the world. Position players are now having to pitch.
Love it.
Or, I don't know, go to a swing off
and
have some fun.
But this is All-Star game, the winner still? Is it
no.
The... Okay.
No, it doesn't mean it's,
so it
it's
doesn't
a true
mean
exhibition.
Yeah.
It is a fun night for the fans.
But it
and
used
the
to mean something, right?
Yeah.
Host the World Series.
Host the World Series.
Or game one of the World Series,
yep.
I should say.
Yeah. So last night they go to the swing off. Each team, the American League and the National League, had three batters, and each would get three swings. And Kyle Schwarber ends up hitting not one, not two, but three home runs on his three swings, including the last one where he did like the spin himself into the ground down to one knee, like Adrian Beltre. Adrian Beltre used to do that for the Red Sox all the time.
It was
awesome. I'm a sucker for that.
Yeah.
I am a sucker for that.
What's the move? What is it?
You swing and go to one knee, like you follow through and then drop
then
down on that back knee.
And
it just looks badass.
Okay.
It just looks badass.
All right, I got you.
Especially with Kyle Schwarber or Beltre, they're kind of like bigger,
yeah,
hacker, powerful dudes.
And the bat's still kind of in the air. Yes. You're down on one knee. Yeah.
Okay.
And I think some of it is for drama. I really do.
Oh,
well, that's
sure.
What that was. I mean, it's an exhibition game.
Yeah, absolutely. So he wins the MVP, even though what he did doesn't really count. It's like in the box score, but not really in the box score.
I saw people complaining about that. Shut up.
And it is the all-star. I mean, you're not telling me. I was just bringing
No. Just the general. Anybody who's complaining about Schwarber doing that and getting MVP over whoever, give me a break.
So, but I saw some players taking the next step here, and they're like, whoa, 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 we should never play extra innings again. This is awesome. Would we want to see this in real baseball?
Yes.
Yes, says Ted Johnson. Red Sox and Yankees are tied, wild card spot on the line. It's the end of nine innings, and instead of putting a ghost runner on, we're going to go to you pick your – this is bad for the Red Sox. They get Aaron Judge. But you pick your three, you pick your three, and we just play.
In the regular season?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Give me a hockey style. Play an inning or two of extra innings, 10th, 11th, or however long you want to go.
One.
And then after your overtime, go to your shootout, which is your home run derby hit.
Dan Ball just answered it. That's the answer. You play one inning, and if you can't decide it in that one inning with a ghost runner,
with a ghost runner.
Yeah, sure.
One inning, ghost runner.
You got to have the ghost runner.
Yep. And eliminate it in the playoffs. It's just until somebody.
Right, like hockey.
Yeah, exactly.
Hockey does that with all that, gimmicky stuff, and then you just play hockey.
You got to admit, I give a lot of credit to MLB for doing the ghost runner thing. Like, they're so reluctant to.
Yeah.
And that, look, we don't need games going 5 hours.
Nope.
And I think the ghost runner, it speeds up the extra innings.
Right. It speeds it up, which is good for TV. And then you can always sell it from that perspective like they do in the NFL, player safety. They'll just tell any change they make, they'll just claim it's for player safety, whether it makes logical sense for player safety or not. But, yeah, you don't want pitchers pitching 15, 16 innings, going late, the Nate Evaldi famous game, and any of that crap. I would like it because we've seen it in hockey. We've seen it in soccer. Does something of this, right? Don't they go to kicks at some point?
But it's after they have two overtime periods, which is, can we just go to kicks right away? Because it's a 90-minute game, and then it's another 20 minutes, and then it's another 20 minutes, and then they go to kicks.
Okay, but they do it. So, yeah, I agree. Skip that one inning. Dan Ball's got it right. I think one real extra inning of baseball.
Yeah.
So you get advantage if you whatever, and then you just pick your three. Now, how would this work? Do you pick it on the fly? Do you have to file your three before the game? Because there was word, there was some conflicting information here last night, whether guys knew or didn't know.
I saw that, and I also saw that the actual players that you wanted to see had already gone home for the day, which is terrible on Rob Manfred in the league.
Yeah, well,
if
that's
you
a bad
think
look.
There's any, that was look. My biggest problem with all of this. I thought the spectacle was great. It's the same thing that pretty much happened all-star weekend. The idea, the spectacle was great. The execution was crap. The fact that you did not have Judge, Cal Raleigh, Vlad Jr. versus Ohtani, Pete Alonso, and Kyle Schwarber.
They were literally in the showers.
They were probably past the showers. They were at a bar watching, going, hey, look at those suckers that have to stick around for 20
minutes. And they're like,
wait,
are they calling us?
Right.
That's unbelievable. Guys left before the game was over.
Awful on the league. Assuming that's true, and I saw that from Bob Nightingale, I saw that from some other sources.
I think Jeff Passan had something on that.
Right. Yeah. I saw it from enough sources to say that it's true, and you didn't see any of those guys in the post-game kind of celebration when they won. Awful. If you knew this was a possibility at all, that you had this swing-off, something that you've never seen in baseball before in the All-Star game, and those guys aren't there, awful. Awful.
I think we're going to see it. Because I think they, like last night we had the tap your head, we're
like
going to challenge the pitch. For
love
the,
that, right?
People, people love that, yeah.
And I think that's them taking the next progression. We did it in spring training. Yep. Now we'll do it in the All-Star game, and guess what? You're going to see it next year in regular season baseball. And you put this out there, and this, to me, have you heard a lot of criticism of the swing-off?
Not other than the personnel, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think they do this a lot. Test balloons, whatever you want to call them, weather balloons. Like, oh, we'll just throw it out there in the All-Star game, and then it happens, and it's well-received, and it's like, people seem to like this, and why don't we try this? I wouldn't be surprised, maybe spring training next year, although spring training's weird because you don't really play extra innings. You don't really do any of that.
Right.
But I feel like you will see this in Major League Baseball within 2 years.
I think you can add a, if you did it.
Ghost Runner takes care of everything now.
It does.
I think
it
the games go way quicker now.
That and the pitch clock. You're absolutely
clock,
right.
Yeah.
They don't necessarily have the timing.
This is fun.
That's true. This isn't really for the sake of timing. It is more for the sake of entertainment and something truly unique to your sport. And I also think you have to do what hockey and soccer do. You have to add a third column to the standings. I think it's wins, losses, and Home Run Derby wins. And there has to be some way to quantify.
Point system.
I think that kind of, I think that should be worth, yeah, essentially less metaphorical points than your average regular win.
Well, and then the next, they're not really home runs, right? Even though you hit a home run to win the game, you don't get credit for a season-long home run, right?
Right, just like a shootout goal does not count against, right, you know, Alexander Ovechkin's goal record or whatever.
That's one of the great pushbacks in baseball is always records and numbers and stats and how it's all compiled so you can't, you know, compare it to Babe Ruth or whatever happened historically. I think you're going to see this because I think baseball, they are. I heard Arcan rolling about this last night, talking about they're moving forward. Their numbers are up. Their streaming numbers are up. So yep, digital numbers are up. I think the commissioner was bragging about they're real close to a new digital.
The pitch clock is the key.
Yes.
It's the key to the whole thing.
Absolutely.
It makes the game, and just, you know, and just not as much time between innings. Oh, it's made watching baseball so much more enjoyable.
On TV. My one little side note, and I think I told you this, Dan Ball, in a weird way, at the games, I used to enjoy the time in between pitches. I'd look around, you'd watch people. You don't have time for that now.
No,
the
no,
next
no.
pitch is cut. You no. actually have to watch baseball now.
If you're in a spot in the park where you're kind of in the line of fire for a foul ball, have to save social interactions for in between innings. Otherwise, you're in the line of fire.
That is the biggest change, I think, because at home it's great that it's faster, but it didn't really change. Like when you're at the park, it changes the. You don't have downtime in between pitches to do things.
Your call for this home run thing is not going to happen because people like the ghost runner. There's not a problem with.
But this is the best of both worlds. Dan Ball's idea. You get the ghost runner for the 10th.
I'll even give you the 11th.
I don't love the inning.
Okay.
The most traditional game of all the sports is not going to do something. They barely let go of their old rules when it came to extra innings.
But the runner on second base broke the seal. Like, that's a very dramatic. I mean, it's essentially like you're going back to when you were playing wiffle ball, like ghost runner on second, and that like that. Once they break that seal, and they're seeing success in the game, and they're trying to grow the game young. We talked about it. I didn't have to like it, but I know why Pat McAfee is there. Pat McAfee is there for a reason, and it wasn't for the John on the Cape that was yelling at me that's 100 years old. It was for a younger audience that they're trying to bring into the game of baseball. If you're doing that, this resonates with younger fans. It has to. It absolutely has to. It resonated with all of us, and we're not even the core. Well, you are, Dan Ball. But Ted and I, we're not even the young core audience that they're looking to latch onto in baseball. So I liked it. I think it was good. But the Red Sox are coming out of the All-Star break with some momentum, correct? Is that?
Absolutely. 10 wins with 0 losses in their
coming,
last 10.
Baby.
But do you believe in that? Like, do you keep momentum through a break?
No. Oh. No. Oh, are you kidding me? Not at all. No.
So they have no momentum.
They're starting over. I don't know what their momentum is. It's you win 10 games and then stop for a week. They got to pick it back up.
Okay.
They've lost some of that momentum, in my opinion.
So rest equals rust.
It just, you know what? It's weird. It just resets and you worry old habits come back. You know, you were on a roll there for a while. And so you take this amount of time off, it's hard to kind of get back and refocused.
All right.
So to assume they're going to pick up right where they left off, I think would be silly to think that.
Ted is not totally excited then to come out of the All-Star break because he thinks they have to start over. They're not on a 10-game winning streak. They're 0-0 exiting the All-Star break. David Ortiz has some excitement for the Boston Red Sox, but we know he's also a paid ambassador. But David Ortiz is excited about the second half.
But guys,
come on, man.
I got to go with my Red Sox. The Red Sox begin with some conflict in the spring training with one of their Thunder, Devers. And they end up trading him. Tristan Casas went down. Alex Bregman went down. Everybody thought that it was going to be the end of the world. Guess what? The Red Sox, since trading Devers, they have been 16-9, second in the American League. 5.5 run score, second in MLB. 98 extra bases, first on MLB. 317 with run score position, first on MLB. They had Alex Bregman back, and they now also have $300 million of reason to go and get another free agent out there. So,
Poppy, you look
stay
ridiculous.
With the Red Sox.
Cue the duck boats.
That's interesting. Did you see? I like that he kind of put $300 million reasons to go get another big gun at. So are there? You can't get a big name at the trade deadline right here.
I mean,
you?
Joe Ryan as a pitcher, I think, is available. I don't think you're going to get a $300 million bat or person. I mean, it could happen. Guys have been traded. Juan Soto's been traded multiple times. Like, there's guys of that stature that have been traded.
But the financial flexibility they have this trade deadline versus last year's trade deadline is night and day different.
100%. And yeah. I love that, even though I think he's a paid employee and ambassador, so I don't know whether this is Big Poppy talking just what Big Poppy thinks or if he's out there with talking points. The fact that he just put pressure on the Boston Red Sox.
He did, yeah.
The pressure continues to grow on the Boston Red Sox to add, to invest, to reuse those $300 million that you had allocated for Devers. Like, yeah, you're not going to go out and trade for Kyle Tucker.
You could grab Fernando Tatis, depending on how much they want Jaron Duran. I'm just saying.
Ooh, Jaron Duran for Fernando Tatis?
Apparently the Padres are desperate. I mean, I know that takes an outfielder away, giving them an outfielder, but I don't know. How desperate are you?
They have 12 games between now, when they pick up, when do they start playing again?
Friday.
So they start from Friday till the trade deadline. They got 12 games. Those 12 games, those last 10 games, doesn't mean anything.
I knew you were going to do this.
It's the next 12 games against division. I mean, the division leaders in the National League, they play boom, boom, boom. Dodgers, Cubs. They play the Minnesota Phillies. Phillies. Yep. Yeah. So that's going to be.
Okay. So give me a number. If those are the games that matter for Ted Johnson to buy into the Boston Red Sox, what does the record in those 12 games need to be?
You better be 500 or better.
So 6-6 will get it done? You'll be happy with 6-6?
No, I think 6-6 will be, there'll be enough pressure at 6-6 for them to have to do something big at the trade deadline.
Because 6-6, while in and of itself doesn't look great, when you say it's 16-6 over, because you include the 10 game leading into
that's right.
it.
That's how I am.
16-6 looks really
good. And
that's
good. What I'm doing. Just don't lose any. Don't go backwards at all.
Okay. You're 59-51 at that point. You're a win away from 60. Like, I mean, that's not bad. By the way, also, the last team that they play before the trade deadline, the Minnesota Twins.
Yeah.
So
it would be easy.
Yeah.
So hey, Joe, take that jersey off. You already talked about wanting to be excited to be traded. Yeah. You like Boston. You've been hanging out. Just take that jersey off, and here's a new one. Right?
Yeah. I think they did that with Victor Martinez in Cleveland back in the late 2000s. So there's a precedent of AL Central teams sending their guy just right down the hallway, right behind home plate, into the loving arms of the Boston Red Sox. Don't let him pitch against you. He has to pitch for you, not against you, if he's going to pitch that series.
This is the first time, and in 2021, guys, if we're all being honest, nobody really thought that team was going to do it. Nobody was.
No.
There's been a hype train about this team from the beginning, from spring training. The Red Sox would be stupid not to fulfill their obligation and buy and try and add to this team.
And they haven't downplayed it. I haven't heard Cora or Breslow or Sam Kennedy or now David Ortiz downplay it.
Who is a team employee.
Team employee.
Special assistant to Craig Breslow, who's supposed to make those moves.
Got a little bit of a hair across his bum for Devers, so I think there is some personal in there.
Well, and there's
so
enough people.
Breslow.
There's a couple guys that cover the team that are, you know, hinting at big deals. Okay.
Oh, your new friend.
My new friend. Yeah.
Oh, you didn't share any. Is there anything else that you can give us from that little exchange?
I'll share it to you. I'll share what he said off the air, and then I'll tell. And then you tell me if I can bring it on the air.
Those are my favorite.
That's a tease. I'm guessing. The answer is no. Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it is Wednesday, which is time for our snake draft. And I came up with this idea that I like and I think is a good one. We'll see if the boys agree. Yeah. See how it plays out in execution.
That's two Andy Hart originals in 2 days.
As Major League Baseball will tell you, right? Huh. Sometimes the idea and the execution don't necessarily marry up.
You might have a good thing. Making excuses.
You got to execute snake draft of the best individual honors in sports. All of them, from trophies to MVPs to awards, whatever it may be. This is in honor of the ESPYs, by the way, which no one cares about anymore. So we know that's not one of the great honors in sports, but some of the greatest honors in sports up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, and for the final time today, Dan Ball, tell me what's trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. For just the second time in the last 12 matchups, the National League beat the American League in the 2025 MLB All-Star Game. With the score tied at 6 after 9 innings, the NL bested the AL in the first ever home run swing-off. Phillies outfielder Kyle Schwarber hit 3 home runs on 3 swings to clinch the win for the NL. The Red Sox return to action on Friday afternoon against the Chicago Cubs. First pitch of Game 1 is at 2:20. Boston has the 3rd hardest remaining strength of schedule in Major League Baseball. In NBA Summer League play, the Celtics visit the Los Angeles Lakers tomorrow night. Tip-off is at 9 p.m. The Bruins' full schedule was released today. Among the highlights, the Bees open on the road on Wednesday, October 8th against the Capitals. Their home opener is the following night against the Blackhawks, and Brad Marchand returns to TD Garden on Tuesday, October 21st. The Indiana Fever beat the Connecticut Sun 85-77 last night at TD Garden. Caitlin Clark had 14 points and was a plus 21 in 28 minutes of game action. And finally, the 2025 Open Championship begins tomorrow at Royal Portrush Golf Club in Northern Ireland. Scottie Scheffler, Rory McIlroy, and John Rahm currently have the best odds to win the Claret Jug. Did you know dropping your first 25 pounds with the Waken 180 adds 6 to 10 yards to every shot? Even better scores every 5 pounds after. Look it up. Freedom from excess fat is measurable. Take strokes off your game by taking pounds off your frame. Awaken180weightloss.com. I'm Dan Ball. This is Trending Now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons coming up right after this.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You can listen to WEEI on your smart speaker.
Just say, play 93.7 WEEI.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Here we got the original six, some games coming up here. The home opener is against the Chicago Blackhawks. And then who we got? November 11th. Oh, it's the Toronto Maple Leafs. Are they still doing it this year? Every year, the Toronto Maple Leafs remind all of us that, you know, you're not too old to try. You know they're going to sign a bunch of free agents. That's what they do every offseason, just putting rims on a Prius. November 11th and March 24th, you can watch the Leafs go out to a big lead against the Bruins and then blow it. Be exciting for you and your son or daughter. November 28th, they got the New York Rangers. You know, they're good for a Stanley Cup once every 85 years.
That was the Bruins schedule announcement video with Stiz's nemesis, Bill Burr. Not funny, right, Stiz?
You will rue the day, Bill Burr.
Nothing funny about it, Bill Burr. But that was a lot like the Patriots announced. They had Portnoy just announced the picks and sort of ad-lib. And
yeah.
Bill Burr, is that what we're doing now?
I guess so.
Wait, did he do 82 games?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, that must be the longest video ever.
He's still going right now.
Still going.
Yeah.
It's like Doug Flutie's retirement.
Game 67.
Conference.
What's a joke for the freaking Oilers? Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy.
Leaking on the ice.
But yeah, the Bruins schedule was announced, and we're getting closer, boys. Schedule. The Celtics are playing Summer League. Yep. Celtics game preseason games are announced. Like we are a week away from the Patriots training camp opening. The fall sports, the winter sports, they're just around the corner. Now, today we have nothing. There's no sports today at all, but a lot of sports are right around the corner. But we are going to do a draft, a snake draft, of the greatest individual honors in sports. So that doesn't win the Super Bowl? No, team honor. Like, none of those things. These are individual honors, so there's a variety, wide variety of categories that are available, but these are individual honors only. So, Stiz, before we get going, we need to know, what is the order of drafting? Who randomly received the number one pick?
All right, hold on here. Let me see. Draw the first name. Number one is Ted.
Oh, you're
Ted.
Ted
will go number one.
This is as rigged as a quiz game is when Stiz runs it.
I feel like I won this. There's no real winner, I guess, at the end of the day. To each his own, who has the best list. But I had the best for the July menu list, I think, last
week. Well, you had the snobbiest, the hootiest tooties.
Was it a little bit of hootie?
A little bit.
Okay.
Right. And you also admitted to us we have no chance of getting it unless your dad cooks it.
Did I say that?
Okay. Oh, fair enough. Do we just go the rib tickler menu?
That's
all I did.
Rib tickler.
All right, we ready?
Ribs only?
All right,
number two.
You're
going to get the second pick.
Hold on here. Daniel.
Yeah.
Young Daniel.
All right,
and number three will be Mr. Hart.
Sucks to suck, Andy.
I'm ready.
All right, Ted Johnson, who's the number one overall pick?
It's the NFL Hall of Fame is my number one pick. You get into that group. I think it's one of the hardest Hall of Fames to get into, and you are in elite company if you were in the NFL Hall of Fame, so I'm picking them number one.
I already think that's an upset. I thought he would pick something different with the number one overall.
I have. It's going to be my second pick, the one you're thinking of.
If it's there, you got to wait a while
we'll
now.
See.
Yeah. Sixth overall pick. Dan Ball, you're up.
An Olympic gold medal. I think representing your country, being able to do that, something that so few athletes get to have the chance
boring.
To do. All right. I'll be the boring winner. That's fine with me.
Okay. So I am up with the third and the fourth picks here. And I am going to go with... I'm going to go with the Heisman Trophy.
That's a good pick.
For the number three overall pick.
Yep. All right.
Yep. I've always thought that was cool with the portraits, when the Downtown Athletic Club and the portraits of the past winners.
Yeah.
That's pretty freaking
cool. Yeah.
So I'll go with the Heisman, and then I'm going to do something just to piss off Ted.
Are you going?
Oh, are you?
Well, I actually think it's really cool.
Yeah.
So if it's what I think you're thinking of, any place where people aren't allowed in a room if they're not in the club is cool. And the Masters locker room,
you got it.
I think is really cool.
I almost went there number one.
And I thought you were going
to. Well, I played football. I have to go to the NFL. I'm going to mock you out.
But yeah, as much
jacket.
As I don't watch Wire to Wire Thursday, it's the whole thing of like once you get that green jacket and then you plan the menu for the next year and the locker room.
You don't even watch the Masters and you're taking it?
I do watch it.
I know.
Remember
this feels salt. I know.
Just doing it to spite you,
mad.
Ted.
That's the green jacket. I almost went with that one. So damn. Good job. Damn it.
Thank you. Right. Dan Ball, you're back around.
This may be debated a little bit on its merits, but I'm going to go with it anyways. Being the first overall pick.
Oh,
I think top of your draft class is an individual honor.
Yes.
Yes. No. No. Yes.
I think that qualifies.
I need you to say where.
Oh, a specific league's first round pick.
Yes.
As opposed to just being the first round pick overall.
Yes.
Okay, then I am bailing on all of that.
I think you need to say the league.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Because there's varying values.
The NFL's first overall pick is probably the most prestigious.
Yes. That's what I if I were taking that pick there, I'm not.
Yeah.
That's what I would think.
All right. But. Then I'm gonna. All right. So can I with that clarification? Can I change my pick?
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. All right. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the open and honest conversation. And I'm going to say Baseball Hall of Fame going to Cooperstown. That will be my pick. Second round.
Like
it's prestigious, so prestigious that the Hall of Fame is known by the town itself, Cooperstown.
Absolutely. Yes, no, I think that. Well, we can discuss at the end. Ted, you're up.
All right, I'm gonna go with the my second pick is gonna be the Grand Slam in tennis.
Ooh,
the Wimbledon, U.S. Open, French Open, and the Australian Open Grand Slam in tennis will be my second pick.
All right. Okay, and you get the wraparound.
You get
pick.
The wraparound pick.
Oh, okay. Let me ask you guys this: would climbing to the top of Mount Everest count? So few have done it. It's one of those things. That's
I don't know
just,
if that's a sports honor.
It's not really an honor. It's more of an achievement.
Achievement.
It's more of an achievement.
It's like
than
a statistic
honor.
Almost, more than an honor and
okay.
an award.
Okay.
I could see you doing that, though.
You know where I'm going to go? I'm going to go with the second. If I can't take the Masters, I'm going to go with the Claret Jug. The British Open is this weekend.
Yep.
And so I'm going to take as my second pick, I'm going to say the British Open, which I guess is now just called the Open.
The Open. That's how you know you're hoity-toity. Like, we don't need to say where it is. You're just the Open.
Yeah. Like, America kind of got put in its place.
Yeah,
we are the U.S. Open, and they just have the
I've
Open.
I've always thought that was the Open. The you know, Brookline Country Club is just called the Country Club.
Yes.
Which is kind of badass to me.
100% it is. Dan Ball, you're up with the eighth pick in the draft.
I kind of thought you were going to go with the two Grand Slams, so I'll take the Golf Grand Slam.
Same
kind of thinking, but you put together the beauty of the Masters jacket with the claret jug. You had the U.S. You had all that kind of stuff. So, I'll go with the Golf Grand Slam.
So I have what I think is a controversial pick here. I think about 25 or 30 years ago, this would have been a slam dunk.
Oh, no.
But I am going to go with the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know boxing's a little bit down, but I actually think if someone would come along and become the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world and be that good, it would regain sort of its value. So I'll go heavyweight champion of the world.
I like that.
And then, to me, we've gotten a little tough here. I'm going to go Super Bowl MVP.
Okay. Oh, nice. Okay.
I think once you are the Super Bowl, I actually think the Super Bowl MVP, you might say, is more valuable than the regular season MVP in the NFL because of the stage and everything that goes into it, that one-off. So I'll go Super Bowl MVP.
Man, I'm in between two. I'm going creative. So this is our last round, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right, I'm going creative. I thought you were going with my not-so-contemporary reference when you said it was more popular 20, 30 years ago. I'm saying for an athlete, being on the cover of a Wheaties box.
I actually considered that.
Yeah, that's what
and
I'm going
definitely
with my last
for a
one.
While.
Yeah.
Has lost, and now it's little different.
Yeah, for sure, lost its
like
luster.
Like, some kids are probably like, I don't really even know
that.
Why would I care who's on the Rice Krispies box?
And if it's going on social media, it may cost me the draft. But I think it for its time was an incredible honor.
Or we've learned, it could maybe they'll send you a few boxes of Wheaties. Maybe you get some free cereal. Out of
hey,
it.
Then I'm a winner even if I lose. That's right. Yeah.
All right.
I think that was a shot. I'm not sure.
Ted Johnson, Mr. Irrelevant here, 12th pick.
So the last one.
Yeah.
Do we count? What if I achieving a world record in track or swimming? Is that an individual? That's an individual achievement.
What's the world record?
Yeah.
Is that the clarification?
I think that's more of a stat because we had talked about Dan Ball and I spitballed this as an idea for a draft. We actually think records and statistics might be a separate draft at some point. So that's not really
all right.
Honor.
Well, then I'm just going to go golf again. I'm going to go the U.S. Open, which I think is probably the toughest test of golf is the U.S. Open. So I'll take the U.S. Open my last one.
So, Teddy, you have the NFL Hall of Fame, Grand Slam in tennis, the Claret Jug in the U.S. Open.
That's it.
For golf specifically. I wrote that one down. I have an Olympic gold medal, Cooperstown Baseball Hall of Fame, the Golf Grand Slam, and being on the cover of a Wheaties box. And Andy has the Heisman Trophy, the green jacket, undisputed champion of the world, and Super Bowl MVP.
Andy's got a good one. I like
this. He's got a strong class.
And I think a very hot undrafted free agent here you should be calling is what you dabbled in. I think the number one overall pick in football is a pretty impressive honor. I don't think it's as much necessarily most years in baseball.
Yeah,
hockey.
No one cares hockey. Yep. It's not the
now
same.
Basketball. It's like every 4 years, like a Cooper Flagg or a LeBron or some of these all-time greats. But in football, it feels like every year we care about the number one pick. Like it's a big bleeping deal to be the number one pick. Even some of the debates, Leaf versus Manning, Meyer versus Bledsoe, some of those all-time great debates.
Do you think the Heisman Trophy has lost a little bit of its shine for
little
some
bit,
reason?
A little bit. I do.
And why do you think that is? I feel like it has.
I definitely feel like it has. I don't know. Do we see too much? Do we? I don't know. Is it one of these modern things where we see too many games and highlights and warts and ups and downs? I don't know.
Maybe that's part. I feel like there's so little question. It's essentially just the best quarterback award.
Yeah.
Where I don't know if it's being as objective on the true best player.
But
I don't
Travis Hunter.
I have to
like,
look it up. I mean, Heisman Trophy. Does running backs ever? I mean, Rashad Salaam won the Heisman. My late, but that
there's been dude, running backs
in college aren't going to win it.
Not as much anymore. It's mostly quarterbacks.
It's quarterbacks or wide receivers
or Travis Hunter, a one off like that. A great individual athlete.
Yeah.
Running backs do feel like they've fallen a little bit out of the rotation, but that's with everything. It's a quarter. Football's a quarterback's world.
With some of these, what I was looking at is you look at so your green jacket.
Yeah.
What makes the green jacket really special to me is that you win it once. You get invited back every single year for the rest of your life.
And that's similar to the Heisman, like going to the ceremony.
There you go.
Like
I was thinking the same thing. Heisman, you win it once. You're basically in this club for every year they bring you back.
And you get a vote. If you win the Heisman, you get a vote. There's like 500 votes or whatever. Yeah. But it's pretty cool that you forever, until the day you die, can have a say in somebody who enters your club.
Right.
The jacket thing I think is interesting because there's a gold, I guess gold medal has this, but like there's a visual cue. If you see that green jacket, you know exactly what it represents.
Right.
The Pro Football Hall of Fame, the gold jacket. Mm-hmm. You know immediately that's an all-time great football player. That's why he's wearing that. Those because the trophies are cool, some of them, but I don't know that I would
carry them around.
You're not going to carry them around, and I'm not sure I know all of them. I'm like, that looks like it's probably a golf major, or that looks like it could be a tennis.
Yeah, yeah.
But I don't know if I know immediately. Yeah. Like, the Super Bowl trophy's iconic. You know that one when you see it.
The cool thing, you go to Radio Row, what's cool is guys, they're not walking around with their Super Bowl rings. They're walking around in just their gold jackets.
Right.
And it's like, that's bad.
What
a
flex.
That's badass.
God.
To wear your gold jacket to the Radio Row, I'd wear it all day, every day if I had one.
What was left on your guys' lists? Anything you wish you could have taken?
I think number one overall pick in the NFL should have been the next pick.
Okay.
I think Cy Young Award winner.
That's what I was going between. That and Wheaties box was my final pick.
In a weird way, I think Cy Young is more valuable than MVP in baseball. And I don't know why I think that. I have no idea. Like, just in my...
Well, there's multiple winners of Cy Young.
But there is for MVP, too. There's the National and the American, and then there's the... I just think of, like, Cy Young, it enters you into this, like... hierarchy where
there's something about the name being named after somebody. The Cy, it just has more. I don't know when I hear, because I think the same thing when I hear Cy Young, that's prestigious. I hear MLB MVP, it's all right, you're the best player. I don't know what it is. That's there's something psychological there, but
and
I would agree.
We did not dabble in any of the like Tour de France or France.
Yeah.
Sorry, Tour de France.
We got we got horse racing, Triple Crown, and the Ballon d'Or, you know, best soccer player.
Triple Crown.
But the Triple Crown problem in horse racing is people remember the horse, not the jockey.
Well,
your name's not out there.
The horse is the athlete, though.
Well, I mean, so for horses, it would obviously be the number one pick.
Yeah.
But if I'm a jockey, no one ever knows my name.
No. Like, they're third. I think it's horse trainer jockey is who you think about.
So,
it
like,
as.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Like, the Indy 500, we didn't do anything with any of the...
Formula
Formula we didn't do any of that. And the Olympic gold medal one is interesting for me.
Why?
Because I feel like there's a lot of Olympic gold medals, but not all carry the same weight.
Sure.
Like, if you're Michael Johnson and you're the 100 meter, you're the fastest man in the world, like, that's a marquee gold medal. Whereas I think there's a lot of events where, like, what's the one where they ski and then they shoot? Like, oh, great.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of events where, like...
I've always wondered about that event. Like, who thinks, like, let's get on these cross-country skis and then stop, shoot at a target, and then get back on my... Like, what is that?
It is hard for me to watch the breakdancing competition from the last Olympics and take my own pick seriously.
Yeah. Oh, that's the other thing. Events that come and go. You could win, like, an event, and it was only an event for 4 years.
Baseball might be coming back, by the way.
Yes.
They might be putting MLB players in it in 2028.
And lacrosse with the Sixes.
Let's go.
Yes, it is.
What about making the cover of a video game?
I saw that one. Madden cover was up.
Yeah, that.
I mean, is that
Tatum had NBA?
Oh, yeah.
I would say it's a sports honor.
Well, because I had on my list.
Wheaties box the same.
Well, yeah. Wheaties box or Sportsman of the Year, I considered. The is it Time Sportsman of the Year?
Oh, yeah.
Like that I would consider.
Yep.
But the modern version of that is the video game cover. Absolutely. That should be on the list. That's a candidate for number one overall pick and not getting drafted. That's a good rookie free agent. Okay, that's our draft.
Hot dog eating champion was listed.
That's probably
Joey Chestnuts.
617 says I have a horrible list. That is not nice. I think I have a pretty good list. And we're going to find out because this is going on social media and you can vote for who has the best list in our snake draft of best individual honors in sports. Up next, we got odds and ends and the end of the show.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
RG3, tweet another monkey post about my girl injury, some punch in your face. It's enough. Like, I don't usually do stuff like this, but just stop it, bro.
case you couldn't tell, although he has a pretty distinctive voice, that was Shaquille O'Neal with a very interesting take on a podcast, a recent podcast. He got beef. He got tweet beef with RG3. And that is going to be the subject of our odds and ends here today on WEEI Afternoons, brought to you by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. So RG3 has been involved in this whole Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese world. He's been in a feud with Ryan Clark about it that turned in to wives and white women, and all it just went off the rails there. I actually don't know the specific root of the most recent anger from Shaq, but Shaq goes on to say, and we'll play more of it here, that he has a relationship with Angel Reese. My biggest takeaway, though, Shaq.
Yeah, I mean, they went to the same school, LSU.
LSU thing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean you love everybody from
every
school
you've
been
to. No, but I think that's rooted in
that. You're right. You and Arcan stick together, and Travis Hunter's off.
There's something to it.
But I saw this, and this is, like, Shaq in this, if you watch the video that accompanies it on social media, he's, like, it's a little darker setting. He looks angrier. He's got dark glasses, I think. Like, the fun-loving Shaq you see on TNT where you're like, oh, America's big teddy bear, he gone. This is the guy you don't want pissed off.
He's not playing.
No, he's not playing at all. And I said to Dan Ball, Shaq is high on the list of people that I would never want to be in any, because he's big enough to kill you. But he's also rich enough to squash you financially. He's tied in enough to everybody where he could squash you just with his connections. And he's so smart and likable, I feel like he could manipulate the situation that even if you're right, he'll make you look wrong in the end and embarrass you. So let's listen to a little bit more of this Shaq RG3 feud.
You got your job. You got your podcast. Leave my Angel Reese alone. I'm the one calling her and telling her not to respond. Stop it. That's the last time. Thank you. It's not real hate. If you look around what's going on in this real country, that's hate. This is sports. I'm not supposed to like you. It's a shame that all the stuff you did in your life, you're going to be remembered for your podcast. That should tell you you're not that great. I don't want to be remembered for Shaq's Bit podcast. I do not. Leave those girls alone. You already spoke on it. Let it go. So what? He hates us. So what? I hate you now for messing with her. Now what? Yeah. Say something about me. She's not going to respond because I'm the one calling and be like, baby, keep it classy. Because she's not soft by any means. You're from the streets. But I'm like, you're beautiful. Don't indulge with these fools because he's a fool. You don't even have G14 classification to say that. I would respect it more if Lisa Leslie said it. Like, that's y'all category. Stay out of them people's category. Okay, you're sports, whatever you do, you talk about sports. But, bro, you don't need to be going deep. Y'all can go deep. Y'all are females. Y'all understand what that's like. If he hates her, so what? Mind your business. Like, I don't mind you doing your job with anyone, but don't pick on that little girl. Because guess what? I'm her protector. Now pick on me. You pick on me, I'm going to punch you in your face.
So that was the off-the-record podcast through FanDuel that he was appearing on.
Yes.
Yeah.
And
did anybody know what a G14 classification is?
He's joked about that over the years.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Whatever
he loves to throw that high-level clearance, whatever.
That would be an awesome honor. You talk about honors. I just want his whatever the G14 classification is.
Apparently, it's a reference to Rush Hour, fictional term used to humorously denote a high level of secrecy or importance.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard him use that before, but he put RG3 in his place.
Oh, in a blender, man. See ya.
You wouldn't believe. I don't know how you come back from that.
You won't hear RG3 say anything.
You just move on.
Nope.
You just move on. You never reference it again. Like, not even to your wife. Honey, we don't speak of that. We're not talking
about
it at home.
Shaq's a cool dude, right? I mean, I've met him. Great guy.
Son of a bitch.
That's the last guy you want coming at you.
He's met Shaq. He's met Jennifer Garner. He's got a effing story for everybody. Everybody. It's like, what's that game? Bacon? Kevin Bacon? Six degrees of Bacon?
Kevin Bacon,
there's
yeah.
6 degrees of Ted Johnson, and you only need like 1 degree to get to everybody.
Just quick little interactions, not best friends, but yeah.
Still. It's still Shaq.
Yeah. You know, I'm actually 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon.
Okay, that's Christian Arcan. Christian Arcan, you're 1 degree.
Story.
Tell us how.
So, growing up, I was friends with this kid, Jonathan Tucker, who grew up to be a very famous actor, and he was in the movie Sleepers with Kevin Bacon, and when we were in nursery school, we were in the school play together, so that's 1 degree away from
there
Kevin
it is.
Bacon.
Wow.
There it is.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's a tale to tell at parties or whatever
you're
drinking or somebody plays that game.
Have you seen Sleepers? Kevin Bacon, not a good guy in that movie. That is a tough one to be connected to.
Put it on the list, Ted Johnson. Put that on the Ted Johnson Movie Club list. I haven't seen Sleepers either. Add it to the list. I did listen to the Christian Arcan show last night.
Thoughts and prayers.
Yes, Ted.
Well, do I do my review now?
I thought we were going to finish with it. Quick crossover here with Christian Arcand, the host of Christian Arcand Show. You got...
wait a second, Ted. Yeah, what is
4 hours tonight? So you'll be doing live play-by-play of the ESPYs, the most entertaining night in sports?
I cannot wait. We'll have a red carpet reaction from the ESPYs. Actually, we will be talking with... we're doing a lot of catch-up on the winter sports teams today. Okay. The Celtics in their offseason, Summer League. We'll do that with Dan Greenberg from Barstool. And Bridget's going to join the show at 8 o'clock for a Bruins offseason recap. As depressing as that sounds, it probably. I'm thinking, Bridget, if anybody can spruce that up, make it look good, Bridget probably can.
Can you ask Dan if he believes the Celtics are going to have a bottom five defense in the NBA? Because Terp said that today, and it was somewhat alarming for me.
A bottom five defense, you said?
Bottom five defense in the NBA. He said, quote, the Celtics will probably score 125 points a game and give up 145 points a game. Terp is down on your Boston Celtics. Wow. And if he's alarmed, I'm alarmed because he's very optimistic.
Well, you know, there's no big guys left.
That's
right?
What he said.
Yeah. Horford's
no
gone. Kornet's gone. Yeah, Porzingis is gone. So, like, you're going to have to figure that out.
They're going to play small. They're going to play fast. But the other team could play even faster, was his theory.
When they were playing their best defense, it was Robert Williams or one of those guys. When they were having their great defensive years, it was always sort of centered around that. So, I don't know about bottom five. That's a hot take by Terp there. I'd say
Horford's gone. Drew Holiday, one of your better defenders. Oh, yeah. You know, but you got JB and you got Derek.
But JB is going to have to carry a lot of the load offensively. So I don't know.
Carrying the load.
Oh my God. All right, Ted Johnson's Movie Club.
So unfair.
We need a new assignment, Professor.
All right, this next movie that I want you guys to watch and give me a review on. I'm going to give you a little sampling of it. Here, take a listen. Go ahead, Stiz.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You?
$1 billion is cool.
Austin Powers?
$1 billion is cool. the movie is called The Social Network. David Fincher is the director. Jesse Eisenberg, Andrew Garfield star in it, and it's basically about Justin Timberlake, but the story of Zuckerberg.
Yep.
And how he started Facebook. It is a fantastic movie, and so that will be your assignment, is to watch The Social Network.
Takes place right here. Right here in Boston.
Right in Cambridge, yeah.
So I have to have this. We all need to watch this and give our number of Johnsons by next Tuesday, correct?
Correct.
What are you laughing at over there? That's how we rank them.
I know.
It's Ted Johnson's Movie Club.
I laugh at it every single time you say it, so what do you want me to do?
Christian, I laughed at you the other night with the home run derby, and Christian was talking, you know, how far the balls were going, and he was doing the dong measurement. It's pretty funny.
Well, if we ever do a crossover, if the Dong Report ever met Ted Johnson's Movie Club,
oh boy.
I mean,
Johnsons and Dongs.
I'm not sure that's FCC allowed if we merge those two.
Home run Long Johnson is what people call
absolutely.
Home run.
Absolutely.
That's it's in the book. It's not. I didn't come up with that.
The list is long and distinguished. And so is my Johnson.
Okay. All right. Stick around for the Christian Arcand Show, 6 to 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. No Ted though. Nope. Enjoy a extended weekend. Dan Ball will be here. Fitzy will be here. We will not recap the ESPYs. We'll talk a little Red Sox second half baseball. Are we buying into this team? Ted Johnson says they need to go 6-6 over the next 12 games to be legitimate. We'll talk about that and more. 2-6 tomorrow. See you.
I want to know, Andy.
Yes.
What did Bill Belichick ever do for him to deserve all the bull that you give him? He must have embarrassed you at some point, in the locker room.
Well, yeah, he did. Bill Belichick's the head coach of the University of North Carolina. He was the head coach of New England Patriots. That's sports.
You're an idiot.
Afternoons with Hart, Bitsy, and Johnson on WEEI.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.